Thank you, Alison. This part of Chatterbox is read by me, Sarah Lomax.
And him, Rupert Hipwell.
On this part, as well as the local news, we have a selection of letters and our first feature. And this week, our first feature is a seasonal ghost story. But first, some stories making the news this week. Inevitably, there are a great many Christmas stories this week, and here we have a handful, including Santa's visit to the children in hospital, and at the other end of the age spectrum, the wonderfully named Be a Santa to a Senior.
A Christmas scheme providing Christmas presents to elderly people in hospital and retirement homes has received 200 gift donations. The Be a Santa to a Senior campaign, run by Home Instead Senior Care Norwich, ensures many older people around Norwich receive a gift. People bought small gifts from the QD store in Anglia Square, which was involved in the campaign, and then donated them to the Home Instead team. Once wrapped, they were then delivered to the elderly at Sproston Day Centre, Bateley Court, Layham Court, the Elsing Ward at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, and Norwich Community Hospital. Every ward patient in the hospital will receive a present. Chris Carter, owner of Home Instead Norwich, said, "Each year we are overwhelmed with how generous the local community is, as over the last few years we have donated over 1,000 gifts."
Youngsters spending Christmas in hospital had their mornings brightened as Santa popped in to deliver their gifts. Children staying in the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's Buxton Ward received the visit and presents from Father Christmas on Monday morning. The man in the distinctive red suits visit was part of the hospital's Send a Smile with Santa drive. The campaign encouraged local people and businesses to donate gifts, so every inpatient in hospital had something to unwrap on Christmas morning. The hospital's chief operating officer, Richard Parker, said the team was fantastically grateful for the donations they had received. "Nobody wants to be in hospital for Christmas," he said, "so to try and make it special and cheer people up as much as possible is really important."
A charity which supports young people has raised more than £400 by packing bags for customers at a Thorpe's and Andrews supermarket. Encouraging Nurturing Young People, or ENYP, spent a day at the Sainsbury's store on Pound Lane assisting shoppers. As well as packing bags, they also helped customers unload trolleys. The day raised £437, which will be used to support local young people. ENYP launched as a charity in September 2007 to oversee and develop youth work initially in Greater Norwich, but it also now works across Norfolk and the surrounding counties. It provides a wide range of youth work activity in the area through clubs and schools. It currently works with more than 2,000 young people through delivery of 50 clubs and activities, and the majority of its work is based in the most deprived areas of Norwich.
The Norwich Open Christmas Meal saw hundreds of people cram into St Andrew's Hall in Norwich City Centre for the popular event, which has grown sixfold over the last 26 years. Across the city centre, the Salvation Army also held a Christmas meal with quizzes and games organised after to keep celebrations running throughout the afternoon. And elsewhere around the county, 16 people and Bessie the dog enjoyed a Christmas meal in Elsing. The event sees food bags and warm clothing given to those in need. Many of the 260 volunteers who helped put on this year's event often had very personal reasons for wanting to help out.
And here's a story about a lady who opened her presents 2 weeks earlier than planned. Parents Charlotte Ash and Simon Leedham from Heatherset spent Christmas morning at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital welcoming the newest addition to their family. Their daughter, who is the couple's first, together but the fifth youngster to join the family, was the first baby born at the hospital on Christmas Day, arriving just after 1:50 a.m. And she marked the start of a very busy morning. The Norwich Hospital said that by 12 noon, its midwives had already welcomed 8 newborns.
Two special guests were welcomed to Norwich City's match against Brentford as part of a campaign to reduce loneliness this Christmas. Patrick Changa, a refugee from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Mel Wallace, who used to live rough in Norwich, were greeted by Delia Smith and Ed Balls at Carrow Road. The pair joined Delia at her family table for dinner, and the group shared mince pies at the football ground before watching the match from the director's box. The invitation was extended as part of the Great Christmas Get-Together, which was launched by Brendan Cox, the widower of murdered Labour MP Joe Cox.